Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
The priest has partaken of the Holy Communion, and now it is time for the congregation to participate. The curtain opens. As we mentioned at the beginning of our Lenten journey, the Holy Eucharist is one of seven sacraments of the Church. The sacrament of penance is a prerequisite to the reception of the Holy Communion. After confession of your sins, it is important to make amends for your transgressions. The Armenian Church, as well as all Orthodox and the Roman Catholic Church, offer private confession for individuals. It is during these private confessions that an act of penance might be prescribed by the Father Confessor. For instance, if you stole an article from your neighbor's room, the appropriate act of penance might be to replace that item and offer an apology. Today, this sacrament is somehow understood in the general confession that is read during the liturgy. In the letter of St. James, we read, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. It is in this spirit that we recite the general form of confession in the public space of the church prior to the reception of the Holy Communion. The confession which we read in the church is part of a larger body of work which includes the renunciation of Satan and a profession of faith written by St. Gregory of Datev. The confession is complete with just about every sin imaginable. And if by chance there is a sin that is not on the list, we cover for it by asking for forgiveness of sins remembered as well as those forgotten. For all sins that are committed by human beings. When things become ritualized, it might be difficult to find relevance for the self. When the confession is read in the church, make the moment a personally reflective moment, because no one knows your heart and your feelings the way you do. No one knows your sins the way you do. Open yourself up at this moment to the joy that is possible. When the seven deadly sins are mentioned, understand that these are at the root of all of our problems in the world and in our lives. Pride, envy, anger, laziness, lust, gluttony, and greed. They are all manifestations of the ego and are responsible for the troubles, from wars to destroyed relationships, from cancers to polluted environments, from homelessness to toppled economic systems. Pride, envy, anger, lust, laziness, gluttony, and greed. We are given paradise, and we destroy it. But all is not lost, and it is in this understanding that we find that salvation is now being offered to us at this moment. The deacon proclaims, "In fear and in faith, draw near and communicate in holiness." And we pray, "Our God and our Lord has appeared to us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The priest kneels as he distributes the Holy Communion. Approach him and say, "Mera asutzo," that is, "I have sinned against God." The priest shall place the holy body and the precious blood in your mouth and say, accept the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is for the remission and forgiveness of sins. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.